Welcome to episode 12. Today on Life in the Front Office, I'm your host, Jake Hirschman, and today we're going to twist it up a little bit. Fred, Andy, and Pat are on vacation, and we are going to talk about student-athletes, the job force afterwards when they are done competing, and working for a company that is trying to help student-athletes take their experiences and use them in the workforce. So today we've got CEO of Athlete Network, Chris Smith, on the line, as well as their VP of Partnerships, Brett Fuller. Guys, good morning. And Chris, we want to start with your background, kind of where you come from and, you know, how Athlete Network got started, and then we'll kick it to Brett.
Yeah, awesome. I'm originally from the great state of Hawaii, where I grew up playing just about every sport you could, with even a competitive sailor out there. Ultimately, ended up playing football at the University of Hawaii for 3 years, and my coach got fired, which led for a transfer myself to Missouri State, where I played my senior year and graduated. After graduation, I went to work for two different Fortune 500 companies in Wells Fargo and Eli Lilly, and that's really when the idea of Athlete Network kind of popped in my head. I was fortunate to have a dad that was always on me about transition. He played football at the University of Maryland, and we both kind of knew that I wasn't going to be a professional athlete and there was going to be life after sport. And I took the same discipline and work ethic I put into football into my job when I was at Lilly and started to rise the ranks. And my bosses would always say, "Hey, what are you doing? You know, why are you successful?" And my answer was always pretty simple. I just said, "Look, I work hard, I want to win, and I'm coachable." And then they said, "Why do we find people like you?" I said, "Target former student athletes. Help them kind of develop a plan doing that." And then an entrepreneur kicked it in me and said, "You know, why can't we build a community that helps athletes with that transition to their next phase in life?"
Oh, that's awesome. And Brett, you know, how did you get involved in Athlete Network, and kind of what was your path to get there?
Sure. Just past my 1 year anniversary at Athlete Network, and it's been a great ride, but I've spent my entire life in the sports world, from the time I was a student athlete at the University of Kansas to working at the University of Kansas, then, you know, stops along the way with, you know, the world of sponsorships with Sprint and a lot of activity, consulting, relationship building, networking, and professionally in the world of college athletics. So I've always been in and around the world of athletic directors and athletic departments. From a relationship perspective, it was a good fit with where Athlete Network is going and some of our new initiatives. So for me, it's been a culmination of a long career working in and around sports with an emphasis in college athletics that brought Chris and I together about a year ago.
Oh, that's great. And I'm sure you guys enjoy working together and are doing great things over there. Talk a little bit about what you guys are doing, some of those initiatives, and really where it's going. Chris, if you want to kick it off.
Yeah, so for the last decade, we really focused on helping athletes transition from playing their sport to their professional career. And our company's really evolved. We learned through all of that help that a lot of athletic departments and sports organizations, they have all these services available for their athletes. They want to continue to stay in touch with their alumni athletes, but there really isn't a platform that brings that cohesiveness of all the services in one spot where they can promote the different services to the right athletes and then track it with analytics. So what we ended up doing was building a platform that organizes, promotes, and tracks all the different services among all the different teams in one network. And what that outcome does is it enhances the current athlete's experience.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.